Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Back, it's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging around with me. Thanks for staying with me. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. Andrea Nuremberg is our guest. She's a longtime friend of ours, a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She's the president of the Nuremberg Group, which is a training and customer service organization helping small and large companies, individuals put their best foot forward in the marketplace. She's the author of a number of books, including Nonstop Networking, including Million Dollar Networking. She gives speeches all over the planet on how to do a better job of networking and building your business development. And thank God we found her so she can share some of that wisdom with us. Andrea, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim, and I follow in your footsteps. You are the one that I always watch and admire, my friend.
No, I want to be like Andrea.
Oh, no, I want to be like Jim. I wake up every morning saying that.
It's getting out of hand here, folks. Andrea, thank you for being here. It's always good to talk to you. And one of the things that I like talking to small business owners about is low-hanging fruit.
Exactly.
And folks, if you haven't heard the metaphor, haven't heard the term before, it's things that are right in front of your eyes that you only have to reach out and pluck, and it costs you nothing. Now, there's some things though, Andrea, that are not even low hanging fruit. They've already fallen off the tree. They're lying on the ground. All you have to do is pick them up.
Exactly right.
Many of those things are in the area of business development. We wring our hands. Where are our next customers coming from? How are we going to grow business? How do I have to spend a lot of money to grow business? Well, yeah, you have to spend some money to grow your business, but there's a lot of it out there. All you got to do is just think about what's going on. Talk to us about some of those things.
Exactly. Well, one of the things that I think is the easiest thing for anyone to do is to go back and look at some of the people that you're working with now and then say, how did I meet this person? If it wasn't at an event, say a chamber meeting or any kind of an event, you know, go back and even thank the organizer of the event. You'll be on their radar screen. If it was something like, say, maybe you met them at Dunkin' Donuts or a coffee shop, you know, walk in again and say to the fellow behind the you know, the coffee machine or the manager, you know, I just have to tell you, I met great people. All you do is, like, you start to put yourself on other people's radar screens. You give people appreciation, and they're shocked. And you know what? You never know when some other referrals will come through because of that. I've seen it happen to myself numerous times. And then the easier ones are where you have gotten referrals from anybody that's been a trusted advisor, and you call them or email them and say, I just want you to know I'm doing some more work with Jim, or I've been on his radio show again. I just want to thank you. I always say to Lois, thank you
for
introducing me to you, because every time I'm on, I seem to follow her, by the way, Jim. And I always say, you know, it's so great. And those are the simple things. But what do? You stay on someone's radar. Didn't cost anything. It wasn't fattening or illegal. Nice.
One of my favorite, and by the way, she's talking about Lois Geller, folks. As you know, Lois was on the other day. Our mutual friend, Lois, the person for about whom Andrea and I are both richer for having known her.
Absolutely.
Andrea, this is such an important thing, and I love telling this story about Dave Longaberger. You know the Longaberger Basket Company.
Sure, the basket company.
Dave Longaberger was a learning disabled, dyslexic stutterer. It took him 15 years to to graduate from high school. The guy didn't have much promise. It didn't look very. A lot of people, many people, would not have invested in Dave. And
okay.
He built his father's basket weaving hobby into an $800 million a year company.
Wow.
And here's how he did it. And here's his quote: "The success that you have in life will ultimately depend upon the relationships that you build." Dave Longaberger. That's the key, and it's never been more true. And all the things that Dave said, and he said that in the 20th century, Andrea. Dave Longaberger's words are on steroids now in the 21st century, aren't they? Because it's the key to success in the 21st century.
Absolutely. Total key to success.
You got to connect with people. You got to make connections.
Exactly. And you have to make it realize that we're doing it all. People always say to me, oh, I don't have time to network. And I say, you know, you're doing it. You don't even realize you're doing it. Just think of it every day, touching your customers, touching your prospects, your trusted advisors, reaching out to say thank you. It's everyday networking, and people don't realize how much it helps them.
Well, you know, Andrea, I'd like to just point out to people that look at how selling has changed in the 21st century. You can't just go knock on doors anymore and expect people to invite you in and listen to your pitch. It doesn't work that way anymore, does it?
No, no, not at all. Because people don't have time today, and plus you can't even get in the door.
Well, they already think they have everything they need. They don't need anything from you, and they probably do. Everything that they need. They seem to be doing okay without you so far. So the only way to really do business, I think, today, and I'm talking about whether you're selling shoestrings or battleships, is to meet people, get to know them, and then do business with them.
Exactly, because when you walk in the door, not pre-sold, but at least somebody knows you, or at least you've been referred, or there's some sort of connection, then at least you have a little bit of a head start, because then you can get right into finding out how you can be of help. But too many people make the unnecessary work for themselves.
Andrea, give us your website, please. Are you there, Andrea?
I'm here. I can't wait.
Give us your website.
Oh, your website. I didn't know what you said. I was like, I'm losing my hearing. Selfmarketing.com.
Selfmarketing.com. Million Dollar Networking is one of her books. Andrea's other book is Nonstop Networking. They're both good, and they're both because they're both by Andrea R. Nuremberg. It's 10 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with me. I'll be right back. Back, it's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Andrea Nuremberg, the author of Million Dollar Networking. And Andrea, give us that website one more time.
Selfmarketing.com.
Selfmarketing.com. I like that. I like that title.
Easy.
We can find the books there, can't we?
You can, and I have a third one coming out soon.
What is that?
It's going to be 118 Savvy Networking Tips for Business Success.
118. Why not 119? You knew I was going to ask that question.
I knew you were going to ask that question, and that's what I wanted to tell you why it was 118. I researched. You know I'm Jewish, and in the Jewish religion, 18 means luck and life. And two times when I was trying to figure out a name.
What is that? Is that Ecclesiastes or something?
Yes, it's somewhere back there.
Okay.
Two times when I was trying to come up with the how many tips, because it's basically just basic tips that you could get on a plane in Alabama, and then by the time you're in New York, you already learned three things or reminded of three things.
Mm-hmm.
But what happened is two times I was on a business trip, and I was thinking of the title, and when I got to my hotel room, and I swear this is the truth, my room number was 118 on both occasions.
I'll be darned.
So I said, you know what? That must be a signal for God.
That must be a sign. It must be a sign.
I'm the real believer in that. So
you know, folks, you only get things like this on the Small Business Advocate Show. These stories, you don't get these kind of stories anywhere else. Well, when's it coming out?
October.
October. Well, I expect you to launch it on this show.
You know it will. Absolutely.
And I have to have my autographed copy, too. Okay, we're talking about low-hanging fruit.
Yes.
And you know, Andrea, let me tell you a little bit about how I feel about networking and going places. When we get invited to go places sometimes, and sometimes there's no, you know, apparent economic reason for me to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's invited me to do this or that, to go to Washington to attend something with the SBA or with the Commerce Department or whatever it might be, or wherever it may be. Someone says, will you come here? And as I say, sometimes there's no apparent business reason. It's just that they want me to come and to join them. Mm-hmm. And I say, well, you know what, I don't want to go. It's too far. It's going to cost me money. I got work to do. But every time I go, every time I go to something like that, when I was reluctant to, when nobody was necessarily writing me a check to go there, something good happens. Every single time, something good happens.
Absolutely.
100% of the time, ladies and gentlemen.
Absolutely.
Something good will happen.
Absolutely. And I would encourage also for people that listen to your show who are mostly in small business, many of us, volunteer your time to even speak and to write an article. But give a speech if you can, not a commercial, but a speech about something that you have learned in your business. I've done that. I do that once a month. I always do, no matter what.
You give away a speech.
Time. Absolutely. And do you know that just recently I got hired by a very, very large organization that they would never have called me, because as we all know, if I would have called them and just introduced myself,
right,
I'd still be calling Tom 1,000.
That's exactly right. You never would have gotten past the receptionist.
Never would have gotten. Now I'm just giving a keynote speech in front of their top 300 employees.
Wow. Cast your bread upon the waters, and in time it will come back to you. That is in Ecclesiastes, by the way.
Absolutely. See how we're getting religious on the show?
Well, that's just part of the wisdom. That's just the wisdom of Solomon. But no, it's so important for folks to realize, for small business owners, and we have a problem with this, Andrea. We have a problem getting out of our four walls.
Yes, that's for sure.
We crawl into our cave. We feel like we especially if things get tough, if things get rough, and we don't have enough business, we sort of turn into ourselves, and we believe that, you know, we almost get paranoid, and we all have that, folks. I've had those feelings. We all have, haven't we, Andrea?
Everybody.
You gotta fight them off, though, don't you?
Absolutely, because that looks like what I call negative networking, and when people are desperate and they just try to get, things don't come. But if you just give and are open to the opportunities and the possibilities, then things do come your way.
Yeah, absolutely. Andrea, 30 seconds, last thoughts.
Just, I go back to my number one tip always. Be a good listener. Listen not only with your eyes, with your ears. Today, I would tell everybody, if there's somebody that you know sometimes you brush off and you don't really listen to them, take the time to listen to them. You may actually learn something new from them, and you never know what develops.
And not only that, it's the right thing to do. Andrea,
exactly.
give us that website one more time.
Selfmarketing.com.
Million Dollar Networking is one book. Nonstop Networking is the other book. The author is the lovely and talented Andrea R. Nirenberg. She's
best.
Our good friend. Andrea, thank you for being here. And
you take
care of Lois and give her a big hug for me.
I will do that. You're the best.
Right.
Take care. Bye.
Andrea Nirenberg, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.